Who gets your game ball and who gets your gasser? Danny, kick it off. Game ball, please.
Let's go game ball. Terry McLaurin, badass. Now, the overall numbers, you're going to go, what are you talking about? 6 for 53. Obviously, 2 touchdowns stands out, but that's a grown man, 6 for 53. I've seen 6 for 53. Then I've seen that 6 for 53. Every inch hard earned, right? Some of those catches in traffic, diving catches with a hand in there where he's barely able to hold on to the football, including the second touchdown. I thought that was a grown-up number one wide receiver day.
Who gets your gasser, Danny?
Gasser, for me, we could pick a whole bunch of folks. I think ultimately, this defensive line, at a certain point, you've got to do something. At a certain point, a couple of the highest paid guys on the roster, now obviously they'll be without John Allen for a while, but where's my disruption? Where's my occasional negative play? Down in, down out, you're not going to do it to the Ravens. They're really good. They do this to a lot of people. But where was my, that guy couldn't block you on that play, you ripped him, threw it on the side, and blew up the run play before it started. That just didn't seem to be on the table at any point yesterday.
I'll give my game ball to Noah Brown. I think he has added a lot and is a really, really good wide receiver too for them. You mentioned McLaurin, who would have gotten it. So I'll just go with Brown, 4 for 58. He also had the big pass interference that he drew down the field, nearly 30 yards on that shot to the sideline. So he gets my game ball. As far as the gasser goes, you can pick really anybody in the secondary you want to. I think Benjamin St. Juice gets beat up on way too much within this fan base. I think he was on basically an island in a terrible spot. He's not a guy that should be defending twitchy, small, fast receivers. He's a corner two playing corner one. I thought he acquitted himself mostly okay. One of the two PIs he got called was not a pass interference in my penalty. And they had him one-on-one in man because they were playing in the box to defend Derrick Henry for much of the first half. But it's still, all that said, all of those excuses out of the way for why he's not, you know, the meme that everyone's creating to be on social media. I'll give him a gasser because he is asked to right now be a shutdown number one corner against a guy like Zay Flowers, and it just didn't work.